You're listening to SBS News.
Rauf Yusuf and Suraya Khalil Yusuf are among almost 900 people recognised in the 2021 Australia Day Honours list. Mr. and Mrs. Yusuf migrated to Australia from Egypt in 1978 with the aim of giving their three children a better life. They then founded the Coptic Orthodox Church Group, El Hokama Senior Citizens Group, to organize gatherings and assist older Egyptians. Suraya says her experience as a new migrant inspired her community work.
I feel lonely. When I start to come into Australia, I don't have family here. It's only my husband and my children. But I found this for Egyptian people, especially the oldest people, it's very hard to speak English. They stuck home. They not even contact with each other, even by phone. They trust me a lot. I just really like it to do that from my heart.
The El Hokama Senior Citizens Group gets together every Saturday for a meal prepared by Suraya and organizes social and cultural events. Mr. and Mrs. Yusuf also helped Egyptian seniors with daily tasks, transporting them to medical appointments and making them traditional foods. Rauf says they're honored to be recognized with the Medal of the Order of Australia for their volunteer work.
It is a great thing to happen to me. One day, me and my wife, she will be the same. The people, they miss our national food, you know. And my wife, she do it the best for them. She cook for them. We take them to Sydney. We take them to Adelaide. Everywhere. And I believe if you do something good, come back to you.
Suraya is considered an advocate for isolated Egyptian seniors by some. Many have given her a nickname, Fargala, meaning freedom, because of the events she organizes for them. Suraya also visits older Arabic speakers who are isolated and unable to attend events. She says she hopes to inspire the younger generation to volunteer and serve the community.
I wish if my grandchildren or the youngest people to do the same thing, because it's very hard. When we leave the country and they come in the new one, it's very hard, believe me, very hard.
Former Socceroo Craig Foster is being made a member of the Order of Australia for his service to multiculturalism, human rights, refugee support and football.
It's going to provide further resonance to my voice, you know, socially and throughout Australia and perhaps beyond that, to be able to speak up for vulnerable people and the various causes that I champion.
The activist is dedicating his award to those who have been incarcerated and the refugees who remain in detention. Mr. Foster says seeing some release from hotel detention in recent days is long overdue.
It's wonderful to see. I'm really hopeful that it portends an end to this period in Australian history when we've so badly mistreated these poor, vulnerable people who've sought asylum. And after almost 8 years, to see them walk free, to be able to experience the things that we take for granted, and that is their fundamental human right, is long overdue, but it is wonderful.
On the debate about Australia Day, he says he believes in changing the date.
I'm always conscious of what this country has given me, what it's given my family, and what it gives all of us, and we should never lose sight of that. But by being an Australia Day ambassador, I'm saying to Australia that we need a day to celebrate. I don't believe that this is necessarily the day. We should be listening to Indigenous Australia, and I believe in changing the date. Nevertheless, we all should come together at some point to just, you know, give thanks and talk about the wonderful gifts that we possess as a nation, and also challenge ourselves to be better.
Among other award recipients are former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, who's being named a Companion Order of Australia for his contributions to marriage equality and philanthropy. Women are receiving 210 awards, representing just under 40%, and it's been noted that more female nominations need to be encouraged. Victorian woman Samia Baho is being recognized this year with a Medal of the Order of Australia for her service to the African community. She came to Australia as a refugee and devotes most of her time to improving sexual and reproductive health outcomes for Sahel African women. Ms. Baho was also commended for being a pioneer in challenging mainstream perceptions of African women. Disability inclusion activist Angel Dixon is being awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia for breaking down barriers as well. The Queensland woman was the first agency model with a physical disability to feature in a national television campaign. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.